All right, do you want me to start?
Yeah, I think we could get going. It looks like you have you got two committee members on the line so far and five board members total.
Did we want to wait another minute for a committee member?
We may want to give Dean just a minute, but to get going.
I'm sure Dean will be on in a minute. He just was finishing up a sugar beet meeting or something else.
Okay. All right. We'll get started and I'll speak slowly. Welcome everyone to the Finance Committee meeting number 4-22. It's Thursday, July 14th, 2022. It's 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Boise Water Center. And we're participating via Zoom and the Boise Water Center. How do you want to handle attendance?
Madam Chair, we'll just note attendance for those guests. As far as committee members, so far we have yourself and Jeff Rabel. And then we have other water board members, Roger Chase, Brian Olmsted, and Pete Vandermeulen. We are expecting Dean Stevenson shortly, but I haven't seen him join the call yet.
All right. Do you want to start out with the flood grant management? Well, it's on the agenda. Flood management grant award recommendations, Healy?
Madam Chair, I'd be happy to. Pulling up my memo. As you'll recall, the flood grant program has been around for about 4 years now. It has been an annual program that has been authorized annually by the legislature. This past legislative session, the legislature made it an ongoing program, and they fund it on an annual basis, but it is ongoing. So this is the first ongoing year. Applications for flood grants were due in early June. Staff received a total of 14 applications. Those applications were evaluated, scored, and ranked according to the criteria adopted by the board. And then attached to this memo, you'll find my flood grant application summaries and my flood management grant application ranking sheet, which shows staff's proposed funding awards. And after I've speaking with Madam Chair before the meeting, she suggested that we jump to the rankings and then we could come back to some of these summaries if needed, if there's questions about the project. So I'm going to move down past the summaries. I would mention that all these materials are available online on the board's committee webpage. Oops. A little problem here.
Neely, if I may interject, we now have Dean Stevenson online, so I believe we do have a quorum.
Sorry, I was a little late, Joanne. I had some problems getting logged on the internet, so.
No worries. Glad you're here.
All right. Apologies, I'm having some minor difficulties.
Neely, do you need me to bring it up on the screen, your materials?
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead, I'll do that.
Hello, this is Dale. I'm online. Sorry, I'm late. Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you, Dale. Hello, you, Dale. Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you enlarge that, Jennifer? Thank you. As you can see here, here are the 14 projects ranked from highest to lowest score using the criteria that was adopted by the board. You can see the highest score here was a score of 90, with the lowest score being 59. And then you can see the columns here are funds requested, total project costs, the final rankings, and then recommended awarded funding from staff. So this would recommend funding for the Goose Creek Flood Project for $200,000 as the first ranked project. The City of Lewiston Flood Project would recommend $106,352. And the Madison County Flood Control Diversion Project, staff recommends funding for $126,392. For the Boise River Flood Control District 10 Flood Maintenance Project, staff recommends funding $125,000. The Madison County Teton River Splitter Gate Project, staff recommends funding $47,859. In the Twin Lakes Flood Control District 17 Debris Removal Project, staff recommends funding the full $8,000. In the Squaw Creek Ditch Company Flood Project, staff recommends funding the full $125,000 requested for that project. Riverside Water and Sewer District Project, staff recommends funding the full $200,000 requested. The next project is a partnership between the SBAR and Madison County Flood Diversion Project, and that's a $47,300 project, and staff recommends funding for that project. The Clearwater Soil Water Conservation District Garden Creek Project, staff recommends funding $84,085 for that project. And the projects that are ranked below this is where the funding cutoff came from available funds. As you'll recall, there's $1 million annually available for this program. So the $1 million is what you generally have to allocate, but then there are some additional funds that may be available if there are projects that come in at our budget from previous years. And then there's also a little bit of interest. So with that, staff has calculated there's about $1,070,000 and change in this account that's available to be allocated for flood grants this year. So based on that number, staff in this far right column has put together a ranking and those dollar amounts that I just went through. And that funding would cut off there at the Clearwater Soil Water Conservation District Garden Creek Project, leaving no funds for those remaining projects, the Clearwater Cascade Project, two projects from the Idaho Soil Water Conservation District, and an Adams County Thorn Creek Project. And those scores for those were just a little bit lower. They weren't dramatically lower, but again, we have that cutoff with available funds. So with that, I would stand for any questions based on this ranking. And if we need to, we can look at some of those summaries if there's questions about any projects.
Are there any questions from committee members?
Joanne, this is Jeff. Just a question. I need staff to refresh my memory. I thought part of the $1 million appropriation, some of that was supposed to go to Mid-Snake water quality. Is that not the case in this year's appropriation?
Madam Chair, Board Member Raybould, that is generally the case. We spoke with our department's fiscal officer about that, and looks like the latest JFA with the USGS for that Mid-Snake water quality monitoring had an obligation of $600,000, and that would be $200,000 a year. It looks like we have met that obligation, and the JFA goes through 2024. So we're fairly confident, or they're confident that we don't have to provide that $200,000 this year. At some point, if that JFA is renewed or re-envisioned, that may become something that needs to be done. But for this year, we have that $200,000 available, plus the 70 from those that came in under budget from prior years.
Okay, all right. That's the only thing. I just didn't want to spend money that we found out we had to use in the mid-snake.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Go ahead.
This is Dale. Neely, the projects that we improved the last year, did they get all the money was expended on those projects?
Madam Chair, Board Member Van Stone, actually, we've only completed about three of those projects from last year. The other, I think, eight are ongoing, and two or three have actually requested extensions because of ongoing delays, supply chain issues. So I'd say our first 2 years are fully complete. We have, in that third year, we have maybe one that's been extended. And then in last year, we have, like I said, we only have two or three that have been completed as of now. So there's a lot more funds that may be freed up in future years as those get completed, if they do come in under budget.
Okay, thanks, Nady. Nady, again, what's the timeline do they have before they got to request an extension?
Madam Chair, Board Member Dale Van Stone. So generally what we do is we put together a one-year contract after these are funded. So we usually work with them in August after the board awards fund at the end of July. And usually by August or September, we have a contract in place for 1 year. We generally require that they have that work completed within a year. But if there is a need for an extension, a no-cost extension, we've generally granted those. We've only had one go maybe 2 years, I think, over 2 years. The rest have all been completed in like a year and a half.
Okay, thanks, Neely.
Okay,
Madam Chair, Madam Chair Neely, Brian here, and I'm not questioning the criteria at all or anything, but just geographically, I see three approvals in Madison County and then two denials in Idaho Soil and Water Conservation District. And I see they scored quite a bit lower, but I just wonder, do we do any geography, any points on location, districts, I guess you'd call it?
Madam Chair, Board Member Olmstead, we do have a criteria that limits the awarding of over 50% of the money to any one board district, and we check that with and make sure that it is in line, these rankings are in line with that. So yes, we have done that, but that's the limit of the geographical consideration.
Okay, thanks, Neely.
Are there any other questions from non-committee members?
This is Roger. This is actually for the last thing. What were you thinking on that, Brian?
Madam Chair, Roger, I know we try to spread the money around the state generally, and I understand the, not more than 50% in any one district, and I don't know that Madison County has ever been a problem at all with getting more than their fair share. So if they're good projects, I don't have any problem with it at all, Roger. It was just a question if we do get any additional points if there's nothing in a particular district or something, and only because of trying to spread the money around.
Well, and a good thought, and I agree with that. I just wanted to make sure that was out there that people know we're looking to do where we can do good. Thank you.
Joanne, this is Jeff. How many of these applicants were first-time applicants?
Neely, you want to answer that?
Sure. Madam Chair, Board Member Raybould, I'm looking here. I think we had five.
5 first time applicants. That's good. Out of 14.
Correct.
Right. And I'd also like to point out that the Clearwater Soil and Water District, Riverside, and the City of Lewiston are all from the north region. So even though the Idaho, the two from Idaho Soil and Water District and the Clearwater Cascade Project are not being funded, there's still three from the north that are being funded.
As is the Twin Lakes Flood Control District 17.
Oh, okay.
Good, that makes me feel better. Thank you.
This is, in my opinion, this is Roger, a really great program because it has spread it around and it's gotten people some really good projects. And it's one of the easier ones, it seems to me, for people to apply for. And so I really like what staff and the board's done with this and made it so that it's doable for people that might not have the well-developed teams in your areas or offices in your area that work on these. So thank you.
If there are no other comments from committee members or other board members online, then I would entertain a motion to make a recommendation to the full board to fund these projects 1 through 10, ranked 1 through 10.
This is Dale. I'll go ahead and make that motion that we recommend to the full board to approve the 10 projects that we reviewed today.
I'll second it. This is Dean.
Thank you, Dean. It's been moved and seconded to approve the 10 or to recommend to the full board funding the projects ranked 1 through 10 as presented today. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the motion carries. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the regional water sustainability criteria. Brian, do you want to take that?
Yeah, I'll give just a brief update. As you know, we've looked at that criteria for the regional water sustainability projects. We thought we might be ready to have it on this agenda for action, and we're just not quite there yet. There's some other folks that we need to visit with and take some more time to revise that criteria. So what I would propose is that we push that agenda item off. I'd like to still get it approved, put it in front of you for approval sometime in August so that we can still meet that timeline that you've been talking about having that regional water sustainability list reviewed by January. So that's just a brief update on where that is, and I apologize for us not having it ready to go yet.
That's fine. I think it's better that we take the time to do it right. Is there any other comments from any of the committee members?
I just want to compliment the chairman on running a very businesslike and concise committee meeting.
Well, thank you.
And with that,
you're here.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any other comments from any of the other board members on the line?
I would make a motion to adjourn, Madam Chairman.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Hey, adjourned. Jeff, this is Pete. Thanks for covering for me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Yeah, I'll give you an update. You around if I give you a call?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll give you a call, give you an update on what we did Tuesday. Maybe you've already talked to Brian. I'll visit with you. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Yep. Thank you.